Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm out to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I would.
Man. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would.
Hands up, eyes open to fifth place. Space, let me get some of this shit. This should be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say codes of the seas, we talking about the path to clubs. Like that's the party club, that is. I would never violate the codes of the seas. Would never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I never will go broke. Because sad to say that we never had this shit rolled, well, I can never say how it's gonna go. One thing for sure, or two things for certain. They'll know to shut up motherfuckers like us. They're gonna have to kill us, close up in the casket. Read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would, I like a hoe. Never been drunk, I'll never let it slide. Never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever. No, get on my level, hoe. Or go get a shovel, hoe. It's never in question for my manhood. I get down, I'll never switch. Never stick, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I never squat to take a piss. Who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit in the business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfected, pushing this shit to the motherfucking living. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitating. I will pass the cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
I never ran, I never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I just ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all want to listen. I will never put profit over politics, press with nor our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down the legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, now wherever the enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch, for we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga, I can never trade. I never cross my homies out, that ain't how I'm made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto, where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way, this thing gon' never change. Never gonna bite my tongue, fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself, I swear to God I stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down, do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying, that's the same, dawg. Get your motherfucking money, that's the same, dawg. Too many homies die young, feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never. Never.
Y'all ever wonder why we different from the motherfuckers? That these fraud-ass philanthropists and counterfeit-ass charities have no problem coming out in support of? Yeah, you wonder. If nothing else but in your subconscious. In the back of your mind, y'all even wonder sometimes why the media can't speak on us. And why these softball-ass motherfuckers with big bankrolls can't fund us. Chairman Fred said, we gon' say it again. Dad a struggle, your dad a win. Shit. Failure's not our shit. We can't afford to lose. If freedom be outlawed, fuck it, we'll be free outlaws. Let the record reflect that they distinguish us from the domesticated cats. With claws in our paws, and these are Cub shoes. These is Cub shoes. We do more before 10 a.m. than any state selected officials and Marines or any opportunists as the forest naive ass niggas can or have did in 10-month time period. Dig. These pigs are the Black Panthers is the problem. In fact, Jack, well, a lot of y'all don't know that was why Jack Hoover and the rest of the pig power structure came at it with everything including COINTELPRO. And if by chance you think that this shit still ain't happening, I'm either spitting this shit too fast or y'all listen too motherfucking slow. We can't afford to lose. If freedom be outlawed, fuck it, we'll be free outlaws. And let the record reflect that they distinguish us from the domesticated cats. With claws in our paws, and these are Cub shoes. Because you best believe when they come down to the Black Panther Party Cubs, yes, us. The agency still documenting and listening while we still representing resistance. At the end of the day, they still be saying, shit, them niggas still struggling for self-determination, and we still got a motherfucking problem. They done dropped drones on us, created counterfeit-ass organizations, and even tried to clone us. Ain't a gunned us down, locked us down, and even sent the motherfuckers in the bedroom trying to lay us down. We can't afford to lose. If freedom be outlawed, fuck it, we'll be free outlaws. Let the record reflect that they distinguish us from the domesticated cats. With claws and our paws, and these are Cub shoes. Now, we've been subjected to more snitches in the Nicky Barnes documentary, and been buried in more ditches than a motherfucking mass cemetery. We done seen motherfuckers make money off our name, co-op our quotes, misappropriate our logos, suddenly be black when it's beneficial, play Panther when it's profitable, then come and claim Cub when it's comfortable. We can't afford to lose. If freedom be outlawed, fuck it, we'll be free outlaws. Let the record reflect that they distinguish us from the domesticated cats. With claws and our paws, and these are Cub shoes. Now before I close y'all eyes. Now on second thought, motherfuckers must sleep too long. Open your eyes and imagine a bunch of black cats armed with them Panther politics. Yeah, we the Cubs. We the Cubs of them, the ones that enforce the political exile and post on the wanted list. We don't just prowl, we get down. And we got them wheels on war, but we represent the results of what them pigs did in Chicago on 4/5 in 1969 on December the 4th. We can't afford to lose. If freedom be outlawed, fuck it, we'll be free outlaws. Let the record show that they distinguish us from the domesticated cats. With claws in our paws, and these are Cub shoes. These are Cub shoes.
Hello. President Trump reportedly grew frustrated during immigration discussions in the Oval Office Thursday and responded with an expletive. According to the Washington Post, the president complained about the U.S. taking immigrants from African countries in Haiti. Mr. Trump asked why people from those countries were coming to America.
Coincidence or capitalism? Strange incidents or imperialism? Is it happenstance how many white folks' faces happen to be seen as saviors? Some may call it conspiracy theory. However, logically speaking, one could just take a brief look at history. World gangsters and banksters front like they philanthropists. The same motherfuckers that's been concentrating on conquering us, playing like they suddenly give a fuck about us. The Red Cross and other U.S.-controlled crime bosses, exploiting our emotions and capitalizing off our crimes. See, it's big business in banning black bodies. In other words, some motherfuckers benefit every time one of us dies. You see, the system has written the script, and it's how it's supposed to go. We kumbaya ass, the cast can dance to our damn death. While preachers, politicians, and power pipers tell us to bow our heads and close our eyes and surrender, oh surrender, till you have another damn thing left. They shoot us, then display us as looters. Then they break in the UN and the rest of the U.S. friends. Blackwater forces who now go under the new name of Z. whom like a fatal disease, once they get in, they don't never plan on leaving. With friends like these, who in the fuck needs enemies? Seems like every time they fuck us, we forgive them. And when they don't kill us and just capture us, we somehow, some twisted form of fashion, thank them for letting us live. Through their policies, practices, and propaganda, they've even duped us to believe that everything that's happening bad to black folks is because some of the shit that we done did. Or even more sinister and deeper than that, they done damn it declared, as a matter of fact, that God himself been determined to do us in. Katrina ain't killed nobody, America did. For it's time that we get credit where credit is due. And for those of you that say he comes again, blaming the government and white folks, I say goddamn if the crime fixed, lace up the motherfucking shoes. Rupert Murdoch, Fox, and the rest of them media motherfuckers who control them idiot boxes ain't nothing but another division of the pigs, whose directive is to be sure to force feed us nothing but falsehood and hogwash. This shit's so sickening, seeing the images on how they be betraying us. They're the same ones that's coming to slay us, putting out to the world, goddamn it, they come to save us.
President Trump tonight ignoring questions. His outrage grows after his vulgar insult calling African nations assholes.
Haiti, the land of my brother man and my sister woman. Now the ones that kicked Napoleon's ass. The land of sugar cane and Africans. The land in which the enslaved revolts. The ones that the International Monetary Fund left with the debt in order to keep them broke. The country in which in 1983 a despot by the name of Duvalier was validated by the Pope. The land in which machetes met the gringo's throat. And the ones that provided inspiration to the black folks throughout the globe in 1804. The ones that imperialists have never forgiven for committing the quote-unquote crime of refusing to be colonized. The land in which the women who were forced to be bed warmers took mass of the bed and the grave and guaranteed, goddammit, to never again would he get up. The sons and daughters who went without water for days and days under the concrete never gave up. Some have viewed you as simply a slave stock. However, through the eyes of the colonized and international struggle for independence, you, with the minimum, have given us such a lot. Like surgical strikes, the mamas and papas I did away with. And as in the case of the Aborigines in Australia, we become forced to witness our children become open season for white folks' pickings.
President Trump reportedly grew frustrated during immigration discussions in the Oval Office Thursday and responded with an expletive. According to the Washington Post, the president complained about the U.S. taking immigrants from African countries and Haiti. Mr. Trump asked why people from those countries were coming to America.
And let's be perfectly clear that inclusive in they is the United States, have attempted to do you in through dope, disease, debt, and dictators. You have been boldly denied entry into this country, while you have literally seen the easy entries of your more fair-skinned neighbors. Now the same ones that produced the Papa Doc and Baby Doc, hard as it may be to believe, got their hands on some of the technologies that considers a child's play with creating earthquakes and aftershocks, guns, grenades, malaria, AIDS, and other chemical agents, and weather warfare. Now, let's just name a few of the tools they done used. Now, your mind will be blown if you get them to know the motives of those that have interest in the population control. In fact, in the spirit of modern-day slavery, they see the world as a stock market in which you are viewed as a share. Many of us couldn't even imagine the motives of these motherfuckers and their mass murderers. Like, why would the World Health Organization implement practices in order to decrease the world population? And how does China, Great Britain, America, and our allies benefit of there being tragedies and devastation? Nah, if this appears to be merely nothing but ancient history, what powers that be? Was it goddamn not too long ago that kicked in the doors and blatantly told the former president in Haiti to leave? And what system in the interest of mass murder made mass victims and had them sniffing formaldehyde in FEMA trailers that would get them in nothing more than modern-day gas chambers in New Orleans?
President Trump tonight ignoring questions. His outrage grows after his vulgar insult calling African nations assholes.
In Haiti, was it coincidentally that initially the Israelis were the only entity with the ability to operate a medical facility? And who was it that deemed that across seas with the Iraqi, that a former VP by the name of Dick Cheney and his cohort from Halliburton controlled all of the contracts and had previously had run the same racket domestically down in New Orleans? When Napoleon's brother-in-law, Leclerc,
send word to the resistance to relinquish their swords. Jean Jacques Dessalines sent back the following words. Coupetat Boulake. In other words, this is what he had to say. Up with their heads and burn their houses.
Hurt people, So with that being said, you can only suppose that you were speaking brutally, truthfully, when you said you can't feel. You see, there's pork in this here beef, and this shit bigger than you and me. For this ain't no case that can be simply relegated to black men as opposed to black women. In fact, better yet, the struggle is being slandered by the system. Nah, on second thought, just in case they still don't get it, better said, the movement is under attack by the man, the motherfucking machine. You see, the people's pain reflects. We love people because it's lovely to love the people. If all power to the people.
If I could see,
the people's pain reflects. We feel this shit. We got to deal with this shit.
What would I do?
We feel the pain.
If I could.
But African men were castrated on the slave ships, and our mothers and sisters who were raped and whipped,
and
Stephen Biko in the South, so-called South Africa, and Edan Kimantis in Kenya, Patrice Lumumba and Kwame Nkrumah, the Willie Mandelas, Charles Soules in Liberia, those who were forced to work in the diamond mines in Sierra Leone, and there's a moon in Haiti, we hear you, Dos Post Mollies in Brazil, we feel you. Defending New Haven's Ella Baker, the Marcus Garvey's, Malcolm X's, and all the greats, and all those who have been sent to the grave one way or another by the state. The Mumia Abu-Jamal, the Sunday Ida Coley's, the Leonard Peltier's, the seat numbers, the Move Nines, and all those who are doing time.
Just think of all the
Brian Smiths, the Orlando Wallys, and the 17-year-old sister in Cook County Jail, we feel your pain. The Ayanna Joneses, the Eric Gardners, the Fred Lartice Wilsons, and the Catherine Johnsons, the Rukia Boys, the Oscar Grants, Mike Browns, and the countless of other victims. We doing this here for the unborn, the living and the dead. The defense captain, Mark Clark, the Chairman Fred, the little Bobby Huggins, the badass Bunchy Carter, John Huggins. Your brother, his sister, my cousins, the Laquan McDonalds, and the rest of the slave boatload, those names who might not be said, Park, and the rest of the ghetto griots, to the statement drop, we feel your pain.
Fremont, welcome to Fremont Radio. My mind gets treated like Marilyn Monroe body. Every time they walk, man, they pull up on her, man. What's the baseball thing? Super, not Super Bowl.
World Series.
But Joe DiMaggio, he, his career comes. Call, get Marilyn Monroe right there. Well, Kennedy, get Marilyn Monroe right there. People call me like, man, I need to know this right now. And cut, Chairman, fuck that. I don't want nobody no protracted struggle. Give me right now how we going to get free up out of this shit. I see, mother, you sound like me talking to a motherfucking trainer. I'm like, man, I'm ready to get in shape right now. So I don't get time for no motherfucking fuck some stretching. Fuck some walking. I'm going to get, man, right motherfucking now. You know what I'm saying? I get this cold uniform on the throne. I want to be good to go right now today. That's one thing for yourself. You start playing with people's lives like that. That's some arrogant-ass shit. Why did Marilyn Monroe, what happened? Shit. And she be like, listen, to make up for your man, whatever, she said, go watch a video. Just go do a video. Watch a picture of a motherfucker. I be telling motherfuckers, go watch, go do some basic research. Go to Free MRI. It's on YouTube. It ain't illegal right now. Go put that shit down. Get a basic ass man. Listen, if they put me in isolation position for this shit, man, the black revolutionary suicide. Go check that shit out. Now, if that's going too far for you, they got this piece called Original Gentleman. It's different guys like Bishop Don Juan, Ken Abbey. They talking about the impact of the Black Panther Party. So you know what I'm saying? Man, throw no sauce on that shit. What you want, little pepper seed on your politics? They enough for you. Go check it out. Check it out. Oh, you want the con? I know what you're saying. You want the green juice, lava lamp, beanbag, incense? But you want to? You really not ask the question? You want me? Do we all gonna be on the same thing? And one day we gonna walk out? I see. My fault. You looking for utopia? I got you.
And I ain't come from that. It ain't happened. I can't relate to it. I've come from the cloth of ministry if you said, man, contradictions are the ruling principle of the universe. I won't see no movie about William O'Neill in there, the Asian. I want to know about the Black Panthers. I want to know about the leather jacket. Respect for them all. I don't know about the leather jackets, the berets. I want to know all that. I don't hear about no informants. I don't hear about your mom and dad. They had no hot water and water in their apartment. I don't hear nothing. I want to, so I can live vicariously through you. Man, I don't want to talk. I don't want to hear about you. You know what I'm saying? Your migraines and you know what I'm saying? You the struggles you go. Man, you get that dress, that white dress, that lipstick, and man, do what it do. Matter of fact, we ain't got to do nothing. We ain't got to do no work, man, on my road. Just let me vicariously take the, put you as a poster child, throw you back in the box, and I'm through with you. You know what I'm saying? That's it. Where you going now? Well, I'm going to fund and take care of this other project to support this, you know what I'm saying? Who ain't, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to support this here, you know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? When the reality, you know what I'm saying? Just to break up, you know what I'm saying? To take this here. I want to be black when it's beneficial, play Panther when it's profitable, and Cub when it's comfortable. Come on, man. That's making logical sense. I want to take my thinking cap off, and I want you to make it fit for this nonsense. I want the politics. I want you to say, but now in this case, if it's my cousin, you know what I'm saying? Oh, don't you say that about that. That's my uncle church. So keep that there. Don't go. Well, that's my favorite rapper. Come on, man. Change the definition around for him. Okay? But still give it to me now. You know what I'm saying? But this politics got to go for next generation. I'm not thinking about next generation. I need this for me right now to make up and to suffice because I never engaged in no struggle before. So now I can fit this on and say, I just need to fit one time and I'm going to discard it. Well, this is a business for generations because this is a protracted struggle. Well, me, I am not concerned about that. We got in the record Free on my radio. We have a call in the queue. Chairman Fred said about Larry Roberson. Larry Roberson said, whether it be his mother, his father, whoever it be, he going to fight for the people. He called a contradiction. And you know what I'm saying? And Fred Marshall George Jackson said, sooner begun, sooner done. Because it's like, if you keep on bullshitting, you're going to release on the wrong person. And I can be the vanguard. The one who bring the message, you're going to blame it on them. Like they tell you, you can't shit, you can't fart, you can't belch. You're the closest thing to you. You're going to blame it on the man. So slow. But what I tell you, wait, listen, acknowledge this. This give a historical context. Say, listen, don't feel bad. Motherfucker been shitting and farting and belching. This carbonated water does this. This pop does this. Go give you analysis on what does what, and explain to you that a release. Cause that you are like, I wonder why I'm kicking these niggas' asses and trying to release, make my manhood depend on how many niggas I kill, how many women I fuck. I'm trying to, as opposed to listen, it's something in you that your manhood, your womanhood, your child is being deprived of you. When you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, man. All this motherfucking shit you have, this Clive Davis, now you trying to figure out why you got to go back and make up for it. Or if this is some more motherfuckers. You'll be surprised on what a release it is if motherfuckers just acknowledge it. See, the contradiction, it's a release. It's a cleansing process. You start acknowledging this shit, oh, this is why this happened. This is this. Okay. I see why I'm up, okay. It's a machine. Historically. No wonder I didn't know this. Black people, they don't have something black people put in the book. I'm thinking we just don't like, now I'm seeing that everything you put in some bullshit, and I'm proud of myself. Man, I ain't even going to go, some of my natural instinct told me this is some bullshit. I'm proud of why I issues in school. It's making sense to me now. Now I'm looking at motherfuckers say, oh, you was up. Now it's making sense to me on who, you know, who can make it, who can make it. I knew this person wasn't that talented. I'm like, God damn, what's up? Craig Mack, all these motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? Oh, is it bad luck on Amazon, somebody? As opposed to, wait a minute, let me go back and look at the whole history of this shit.
Let me step in my booth
and look at the objective world. You said the call was in queue?
Y'all can. Y'all also send word to us saying whatever. Y'all can support, donate, Cash App dollar sign Save the Hampton House. Cash dollar sign Save the Hampton House. And, PayPal, Chairman Fred Jr. via PayPal. I guess.
No, my bad. It's caller's own. They got to press that one so they can come in queue. We got about five callers on. They got to press one so they can come in queue.
You got to press one in order to be heard. Again, y'all. 11:45 a.m. I need everybody I can, y'all, Friday. In front of 2307 West Monroe. It's going to be historical. I need everybody. Yeah. I don't like y'all. Who's going to happen? What are we meeting for? When the white folks told your motherfucking ass, stay up at the eclipse at a certain time, you motherfucking spell eclipse. Get your motherfucking ass ready. You want to get them plastic-ass glasses and get the fuck you was told. So, you know what I'm saying? I can't go into detail. It's need 11:45 back to ground zero.
Yeah. So let me know. And give me a heads up when they tap in.
Also, we have some big events going on. Mother's Day, Father's Day, August 30th, and some more things. We tighten up. I just get up my chest. I've been going through, man. But can you show our viewers this here? Check this out, y'all. This is rug art. I met this brother here, man. Now, y'all who know, that's Chadwick Boseman. Man, I'm impressed with this piece. We're gonna do some stuff in Hampton House, too. Man, I don't get like a whole, I'm going to be like the art gallery to hold it. Give us the information, brother, who you are and all handles, all that. You know, so let us know where you at.
So my name is Kenneth Richardson. I go by Kenneth Liddell. You can reach me on social media, Kenneth Liddell, KENNETHLEDALE 773. That's my Instagram. So what I do is I hand make custom rugs as art pieces. This right here was the salute, the I Am King Chadwick Boseman piece. This is actually a handmade rug that I have framed. And because of the chairman right here, we will actually be getting this piece over to Ryan Coogler, because my personal thought was, who better to have such a prolific piece of such an incredible individual, such an incredible black man, than Ryan Coogler himself, you know? So all of my pieces, I only do commissions. All of my pieces are handmade by me. So like you said, this isn't a painting. It's actually a rug.
Man.
And you can feel it, Jimmy.
Man, I feel it literally. Man, you can feel it. I mean, I'm real talk, y'all. Man, this is phenomenal. This is phenomenal, brother. This is phenomenal.
Yeah.
This is phenomenal, man.
All of my pieces are handmade by myself. There is no team. Any one of that sort. It's me by myself hand making every single one of these pieces.
I want y'all to share his, man, Instagram, all that, man. This is, man.
Like, for me, I jumped into this realm a little bit by myself. I'm a retired combat medic. I did 3 tours in Iraq, 1 in Afghanistan. And one thing I realized, which isn't a surprise but evident, is when I came back home after all that time, couldn't find a job initially. Like Trick Diddy said, you could do this, and this.
Yeah.
You're still a nigga.
Yeah.
And that's what it was for me. So I had to bust my tail to create an education for myself, not only growing up on the south side of Chicago, but I had to teach myself the Queen's English in order for me to transition over into their world. And it was something that I learned more from individuals like Webb Evans, who was the president of UAP, United American Progress Association. My grandfather, Ron Pitts, who was one of the first black filmmakers, not just in Chicago, but one of the first black filmmakers, you know, who was also in the midst of doing documentaries and creating that realm, still stayed on the south side of Chicago because he cared about the reality of our day-to-day, our struggles, our truth. So with my art, I like to bring truth to light and create a whole different dynamic. I could have taught myself how to paint. I could have started drawing. I decided to create a lane that no one else was doing. And something that would bring some type of pride to myself as a black man and as a father. And even if you look at the piece, like this frame itself, was actually, it's a wooden frame. I wanted something that was going to be prolific and great and proud to show Chadwick, you know. So this piece right here to me was the embodiment of what a king should be. And that to me is who Tasman Boltzmann not only was, but is still to this day. So yeah, if you guys are interested, my Instagram, it's KennethLiddell773.
Check him out.
All of my commissions are handmade. I don't duplicate pieces or anything of that sort. I only create specific pieces for my clients. So anything that you have that I created, it's a one-of-a-kind custom art piece made by myself. So if you're curious, there will not be another one of these being made. Only person will have this piece right here will be Ryan Coogler.
When he seen that, that's his man. I learned so much about Chadwick Boseman just through Ryan Coogler. Man, he under contested conditions. Y'all, I mean, go, man, study, man. A lot of movies, man, so he's battling with. You know what I'm saying? You think about in Hollywood, just the everyday, just first of all, being black, period. Then be up in Hollywood, the industry, and, man, under health conditions, man, bro, I commend you. That's phenomenal, man. That's phenomenal, man. Yeah, man. It's unique, you know what I'm saying, man. Yeah, that man, Ryan Coogler, we tripping. We gonna call before we get up, hit him again. Tell him we gonna make sure because the mom post we gotta get that mailing address. But yeah, I met his brother too. Chad was brother, man. Check his story out, y'all, man. This brother was something else, man. Straight up, I'm telling this to being talented, man. You know, he was something else. Yeah, he got the the indirect information I learned, you know what I'm saying, from Ryan Coogler and others. I go back and look at the movies different now, you know what I'm saying, what he's active in, straight up. So y'all go check his story out. We got no calls in queue yet? Y'all get me if you run up coffee and cub, love. Oh, my God, April 24th, I got to be in Philadelphia for Mumia Abu-Jamal, April 24th. This Saturday, I'm supposed to be in Detroit speaking. Yeah, but April 24th for Mumia Abu-Jamal, 70th birthday, I'm supposed to be up there. You know, Father's Day, Stephen Lynn, we see you, man. You know, we coming that way, man. Come check on Chairman Fred, Father's Day. Mother's Day, we're working on, I got to check with my sister, Orisha. We're working on the big event over at Forest Reserve, over here by Maywood, and we'll also go visit the mothers in Cook County Jail. Yeah. And Cassandra, man, it was a couple of cases. I came in on brother's name. I wanted to shout out. I think we're going to see more brother's cases. It's being anticipated right now, so we'll update you on that. So, and we ain't got the callers, huh? Oh, how you calling?
What's up? We got a caller on there. They got a. Oh, hold on. We got a caller right now. Pressing one, chat. Let me see what we got a caller on here now. Working with Freedom All Radio.
Freedom All, chairman. It's Brother C from Tennessee.
Freedom All Radio.
Hey, it's Brother C from Tennessee. You remember the time we talked and you told me uncontested conditions? Well, I've had contested conditions now. I was tased in my home by the police. They came in without a search warrant. Tased me right in my walkway when you walk into the house.
Hey, did you say stay? What you said again? Did what? Say again?
I was tased.
Oh, tased them. Okay.
Tased with tasers by the Cahokia Heights Police Department. They came into my home. They had set some shit up outside. They had this dog that was in my front yard. This is the real Brother C. To talk to Brother Hess. To talk to Daphne. To talk to you. To talk to everybody. My voice
man,
is gone.
Long time since we heard from you, Brother C. Okay, yeah. Long time, yeah.
Yes, sir. That Brother C. The one that came
Real
up
on,
there and spoke in Rosewood.
Tell it different.
Same one.
Okay.
The one where you said movement start from the bottom up. They don't start from the top down. That Brother C. The one that saw you outside and got excited. Hey, Chairman. The one who drove David Boxdale's sister home. Or not
man,
home to the gas station when she got out. That Brother C.
Man.
From
so
Tennessee.
Man, you, okay. Yeah, Brother C. Okay, now what happened now? Man, you say they tased you. What happened?
They came in my house. Tased me. I think they shot me with rubber bullets under my chin, in my jaw. Man, it's been crazy. I only went to holding for the weekend or whatever it is. It's
when did this occur, bro? Let's see.
About a month ago.
What stage? Who should we put the pressure on? Put some motivation, put some calling-ins on? Who should we, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know what to do. My wife left and took my son. Took out the vehicle we bought. Man, the whole shit is fucked up. I've been trying to be cool to try to talk to people. All I can say is, God damn y'all, fuck y'all, to every fucking body. Because I'm pissed. I'm like, man, what the fuck I do? I didn't do shit. Try to make peace. Y'all laughed at me. I was like, look, we just got to get y'all to this moment in time. We got to get beyond 2020. That was what I was saying back then. But now, you know, it's like what it is. I don't worry about nothing. We reached it. We there. I'm there. I know y'all revolutionaries. I was what I always was, a neutron nerd. Nobody and nothing. Just trying to speak up for the people, not knowing how to, not knowing who the vanguard was. I thought we was the vanguard. We, the men, we got to protect the women and the children. That was me. Brother C from Tennessee, marching with you. You came down to one time when you got your award for Pops Movement. But it's like, I don't even know what to do, man. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do at all because I'm that angry, man.
Are you facing some charges?
Fuck it. I don't give a damn about that system, man. This shit is so fucked up. They got me, look. It was a dog that the neighbor called on the yard, in her yard. The police pulled in my driveway the second time they came out. They gave me a ticket for a dog that wasn't mine. Then the police showed up. This Harris dude parked in my driveway. I went outside and said, hey, man, look, I didn't call you. I ain't got nothing to do with that dog. My dog right here. I had a little cane out in front because it was a big pit bull that bit me in my backyard because my dog was in heat. So I started keeping my dog in the house. They wrote me a ticket for that shit. Then this motherfucker Harris from Chokey Heights, he pulled his taser out. I'm sitting there like, man, look, I ain't got nothing to do with what the fuck you doing. He grabbed my little cane I had to beat up the little dog if it came back to New York because I got a family. I got a wife and a son. Well, shit. But man, we took the cane, threw it over there, took the cane with him. I was like, don't worry about it. I'll pray about it. You probably turn around before I get back. Nigga pulls out his taser and like, what are you saying? What you saying? All this shit. Same motherfucker that came in my house. He was with this white dude. White dude walks in my house. I'm like, man, you got a warrant? Before, in the window, I'm like, you got a warrant? I'm like, what the fuck? He pulled out my keys. I'm like, they got my keys. How the fuck he get my keys? Comes in my house. Tases me. He tased me for, man, it was a long-ass tase the first time. You ready to submit? Fuck you. And start doing it again. I said, gee. Then I said, you know what? I remember. If I ever get tased, I want to relax to see if you could relax because I was trying to get to him because he was in my house. I relaxed my arms. We fell to the ground. I pulled the little taser. I still got the taser wire in front of my house. I pulled the little taser wire out my side, put it on his hand. Then the other motherfucker, Harris, before that, when I was standing up, I think they shot me with a rubber bullet in my chest. But I know the motherfucker, the white dude, he shot me under my right hand in my jaw. It had a little bush-like thing up under here, and then up under my chin. It's like, man, I know you're saying you don't want to be subjective, but I'm like, what the fuck do I do? I can't even call people. They ain't took my fucking license, my IDs, my credit, all that shit's gone. I'm like, well, hey, y'all to work it out for me, I guess.
Can you give us some people further expose this? What department in, what capacity work? Do some call-ins at least down there?
Secaucia Heights Police Department. It was
and this
one dude was Jay Williams. He came out the time. He didn't do nothing to me. He was like, he was on the ambulance when they put me on the ambulance. After they did all that shit, then they put me on a little stretcher, put me on the ambulance. He comes out there, and then the lady copter was on the first call. Not the first, the second call for the little dog. It was all over a fucking dog that wasn't mine because the dog stayed in my fucking front yard. It just kept coming back. They've been breaking gates around here so dogs could get in and out and do whatever the fuck. They even broke my gate. It's like,
well, keep somebody on point down in the community with you, you know what I'm saying? Are you on Instagram? Can you text or post?
I ain't on shit. I ain't been on the internet in how many years? I ain't been on the internet since like 2000 and I want to say around 21 when I got off, when I moved here back to Illinois. It's like,
oh,
I don't do shit. All I've been doing, I was trying to start my little vision. Start a business. That was what they were saying with the movement. So I was like, okay, that's what I do. Start me an honest business. Pastor told me, just help out when you can. So with my little business, I helped this dude around the block. Hey, man, dude had a wife, lady and a baby. I tried to help them out a little bit. Went over there and tried to cut his grass with him. He know who he is. It's like, man, I don't even know what to do this time. Because all I can do is say, fuck it. Fuck it all. On the real. It's like, man, it's over. You dig? I'm like, fuck it. It's over.
We gonna,
I don't even know what to say. Have you ever seen me not saying something? Want me to summarize it real quick? Want me to be a spark plug? Start a new conversation? Let me see. Well, I can break it down. I'm so goddamn pissed, man. My son ain't here. My son that was there with me when I kissed your mother's feet in 2017. Yeah, that one. My son. Like, man, it's cool. Oh, it's going to be cool, baby. Believe me.
Keep us posted. See if you guys find they can at least post up, the information on who people should call, get the word out to the people, what's going on down there.
I don't even have my own telephone. These motherfuckers, I don't have my phone. This is a phone that allegedly my sister gave me or some shit. That's the iPhone that I had. The last time I called in, no, not the last time, because you was always complaining about me changing numbers. I'm Pope. I'm still Pope. I had just left me with $23. I've been living off $23 for a fucking month and the little $40 I had in my pocket.
We're not complaining about different phone numbers. There's no complaints on that, brother.
Look, take this one down. This is the number that they gave me, though. I don't know who gave me this fucking phone. Man, this shit is so fucked up.
Okay,
Chairman, look, man. I wish I could say something. But, man, it's convoluted bullshit, but it's real as hell.
Mm-hmm.
Them tasers was real as hell. Them rubber bullets, I guess, because I'm still standing here, was real as hell.
Somebody can call in and text, you know, keep up on, you know what I'm saying? I know all of you.
My son not being here is real as hell.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, man, I'm sick of this shit, man. I'm sick of it. So I'm like, fuck it. The 13th Amendment to the Constitution legalized slavery in 1865 in America is a goddamn, like Jeremiah Wright said, goddamn America. Fuck it. It's a system of goddamn slavery. Ain't no fucking tradition. It ain't doing shit positive for no fucking body. Killing people in the streets. The same thing I've been saying for how many years to the Honorable Esther Stanford over in the UK. It's the same damn thing. Over there, they want to do the same thing. They told me on that interview. I thought she was real. I don't know. That touched my heart. It's like, man, I'm like, fuck these motherfuckers. Yeah, I ain't got much to say, man. My son's missing. I ain't got no money. And I'm just living, basically. But it's all good. It's going to work out. Like the Dalai Lama say. When everything seems to be going wrong, something great about to happen. And something great going to happen this time. But free them all, Chairman. And God bless you and your mother, man. And your father, your honorable father, your honorable mother, and your honorable self. And one more thing. I do want to see your documentary. I know it sounds crazy as hell, but it's like, man, we don't know, man. I was when I spoke with the Honorable, well, I call her Honorable, the Honorable Elaine Brown. I was like, man, my generation, me in suburban Hazelcrest, I'm 226 East 132nd Street, John Spencer Jr., Pookie. I'm the real Pookie. It's like, man, 150 in Aberdeen, 17713 Pebblewood Lane, Hazelcrest, Hillcrest High School, played basketball. It's like, man, these motherfuckers have lost their goddamn mind. I done lost mine, too, now. But I'm about to go the fuck off, man. And no, I don't know what the fuck going to happen. But the motherfuckers, man, goddamn Cherokee Heights, to fucking hell. All of them. But that's what I want to say to the world. Fuck them. Fuck them. Fuck them all.
Look at the box like a boxing ring. Something like step in the corner, get a shot of water, take a breather, man. You're not ready on Freedom on Radio.
Yes, sir, Chairman.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Maybe they're calling this good. They're calling this out of water, man. So you have to take a breather because it's a constant battle. You know what I'm saying? In the battle, the referee and everybody, the fight be fixed. I looked at it. I don't even watch. I ain't going to quote that show because people might get they're a fan of the show. So I don't think it's a bad analogy. I ain't going to use that show for example. But, yeah, you're paying. Step in the corner, get a shot of water, man. Yeah. Yeah. Again, keep us, you know, staying posted. Yes, indeed.
Yes, sir, Fredmar. I got
another two, Chip. Okay, right on. We're down direct on Fredmar Radio. I think we're down to the last, okay, get a call in quick because we have to cut us in a few minutes. Let me call in, Q.
No, sir. No other callers in queue. They have to press 1 if they want to come in. Fredmar.
Okay. Well, we about to, again, y'all make sure y'all tap in our brother. I think Detroit. This Saturday. I'll keep y'all posted. And they'll come moves. But I just do like releasing political expression myself earlier. Appreciate y'all tapping in. Keep posted. Put the word out the way we're doing. You know what I'm saying? It's a protracted struggle. Keep y'all posted. We've got a couple of major events coming up. Tune in, tap in with us again, same time, same station. Call 929-477-3785 and press 1 to be heard. But, man, this is a problem. This piece here, man, for Lee, I'm going to call my man on FaceTime, let Ryan see this again. So you can make sure you get that address and send this to. I know he might have said to me, but I had my phone. I'm saying, let me say this to everybody.
bear with y'all, I'm still getting my bearings back because y'all know my phone, all my contacts were gone. So I'm still in the process of getting contacts and all that back, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I'm getting, people say, man, you ain't get back to me, you know what I'm saying? I said, man, a family member called me yesterday, man. He locked up me. Man, you ain't answer the phone. I said, listen, man, I'm still trying to catch up with so many phone calls, you know what I'm saying? So don't charge it to the heart. Don't charge it to the heart. Yep. Yeah, I nailed here. Okay, right on. For him all, right on. For all best you. Yes, indeed. All right, y'all. Hey, it's another one for the history books, y'all. What's my man? Beats, we got a piece of Hood Hierarchy. Check that out. Beats, Hood Hierarchy. And also check out The Original Gentleman. Mr. Rick, take it out. I got to subscribe to it myself. Maria Ellen Blair, right back at you. Yes, indeed. Hello, you as well. Y'all keep y'all hands up, eyes on fist, man. Good to see y'all. You know what I'm saying? What we got on the soundtrack of the Sound Black to take us out. You hear right that on?
1, 2, 3, 3, 3.
Long live Chairman Fred.
People, we just want to be free. Long live Minister Huey P. And Chairman Fred, revolution ain't dead. Don't be scared, they want us all dead. The pigs is the feds, you heard what I said. The cop is the op, don't matter what block. You still got a cop, no cap. Don't care where you at, right at backpack. As long as you black, but I can't go for that. Revolutionary monumental type of event. A bad motherfucker with a real intellect. Ten steps ahead of his time, free to fight and birth. Pushing a front line all over the earth to a new level. See, this a true rebel. We don't fuck with the state, no red or white or blue metal. Cops is the ops and the pigs is sick. Swine flu pandemic, they plan that shit. But we upset the setup, free them all. It's a call, street party, IRB, music, see all of y'all. Friends and comrades with that decision. Like Park said, this ain't living. They want us all dead. I can't be subjective when it comes to oppression. It's the war on black. Chairman told you that. Cause you say Chirac, don't think that we cool with that. Recognize the fact now. Is you gon' ride with that? With the same energy that when you ride on black. Nah, I ain't never say put down your straps. You gotta think about who want us all dead because we black.
Living. Hey, hey, hey.